It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Rob Ferret on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time is Food Friday. This week, we'll learn about kombucha and find out why the fermented tea is picking up in popularity.
Earlier this week, the Census of Employment and Wages ranked Wisconsin 35th in the nation in private sector job growth.
But that same census also showed that Dane County, located in south-central Wisconsin and home to Madison, ranked second in the nation for private sector wage increases.
Mike Ivey joins us now. He's a business reporter for the Capital Times in Madison, and he explains why Dane County's getting high marks in private sector ratings. Mike, welcome back.
Hi, guys.
Well, the census looked at data from September 2012 to September 2013. How much had local private sector wages in Dane County increased over those last 12 months?
Well, they're on average about 9.3%, which is, that's a lot. A good way to put it. Statewide wages were up about 3%. Which is actually not too bad, because nationally wages were up 1.9%. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you there, but I think the story there is that Dane County, which has kind of been embracing the technology and new economy sectors, has really kind of stands apart from the rest of the state.
Well, let's look at that, because Dane County is outpacing the rest of Wisconsin, and it sounds like what's driving it largely is technology. Can you dive into that a little more and tell us what
technology?
Well, we've
had, I don't know if people have heard of Epic Systems, which is now the largest technology employer in the entire state. They make the software that so many doctors are now using to keep their medical records. Part of Obamacare required that all healthcare facilities in the U.S. eventually convert to an electronic healthcare system. Epic had been doing that before, but they've had a tremendous growth since Obamacare went into effect, and also before that, because people were planning. So they've got over 6,000 employees now working on the Madison Far West Side. Their headquarters is actually located in Verona. So that has had a tremendous impact on the local economy, because those jobs are paying $50,000, $60,000 for people coming right out of college. And then, some of their other people that have been there a while are making a lot more than that. With that said, we should also note that Epic is only about 2% of the total employment base in Dane County. So I think there's been some spin-off development from that. There's been quite a bit of apartment building and real estate investment that's gone on, partly because a lot of these people that have come to work for Epic want to live in downtown Madison near the restaurants and the bars and the nightlife. So that's fueled kind of this boom, and I think a lot of it has all come together, and some of these numbers are starting to reflect that.
So if we do go with the Epic theory, is the idea here that Epic is booming right now, maybe because of Obamacare, and that they're paying really well?
They are paying well, and it's spurring some growth in some other offshoot companies. So there's people that had worked at Epic have now started their own companies, helping people who have the software learn how to navigate through it, and so that's worked as well. Also, what's happened here, too, and I think it's important to note, is Dane County and Madison in particular is home to three large hospitals, and hospitals, medical care in general, has been growing. It continues to be a big chunk of the economy. Those jobs tend to pay pretty well, and that was sort of recession-proof. I mean, people still get sick and go to the hospital no matter what the broader economy is doing. So there's been some growth in that area as well. So, I think this has been going on for a while, but these numbers were sort of validated it. And I should add, too, that some of the people that follow these things real closely have pointed out there may be a statistical quirk at work here that suddenly boosted Dane County up above some of these other counties. And so some of the economists are drilling a little deeper into that. So we may know more as these next round of numbers do come out.
Well, obviously, the rest of the state would love to duplicate what Dane County has shown right now, this 9.3% increase in private sector wages. Is there a lesson that the rest of the state can extrapolate, or is it just the circumstances that are specific to Dane County?
Find an Epic system to move to your community. Yeah, I mean, I think the news here is that Wisconsin wages actually have been ticking up a little faster than the national average. Like I said before, they're up 3%. I think some of that reflects the rebound that we've seen in manufacturing. Wisconsin was, I believe, fifth in number of manufacturing jobs added over this period that the feds were looking at. Nationally, wages are only up 1.9%. I mean, this has been partly a jobless recovery, but in a lot of ways it's been a non-wage increase recovery. So I think seeing the wages start to catch up is maybe what people really need to see. I've always said that people in Wisconsin don't need a tax break. They need a pay hike. And I think that's we have lagged on pay and income for quite a few years. We have fallen behind Minnesota in terms of per capita income and wage growth. And so maybe things will start to level off a little bit. But, you know, the high-paying jobs are in those technology and medical fields. And Wisconsin, for better or worse, has a lot of its economy. It's been rooted in agriculture, in old-line manufacturing, paper-making, forestry, some of those industries that just have not, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money working a lot of those jobs these days.
There is another area that seems to be credited for the hike, and that is education services. We haven't talked about that yet. What falls under that umbrella?
Yeah, that sort of left some of the economists scratching their heads. Whether that was was this a sudden jump in charter schools or Globe University hiring a bunch of people. I think this would be administrative things related to education. But we need to remember that this is private sector stuff we're looking at. So this is not one of the raps on Madison is that it's, you know, you've got the state government there and that's why your jobs pay more. But this is all private sector stuff. So I asked that question myself and that's where they thought maybe there was some statistical quirk. Some reason the feds lump education and health services into the same category. I encourage people, if they're really this interested in it, go to the Cap Times website, click on my story on this, and there's all kind of, you can bury yourself in economic statistics if you want to.
One thing I want to talk about, Dane County, it's different a little bit from the rest of Wisconsin that it doesn't rely as much on manufacturing jobs. What do you know about counties and states that do rely on manufacturing and how that's affected wage increases and job growth?
I think that's why we have seen the wages for the state tick up a little higher than the rest of the country, because those manufacturing jobs do tend to pay better than the some of the service sector jobs, retail, leisure hospitality is always kind of a low-paying industry, restaurant and hotel workers, and even some of the forestry and paper-making jobs. So manufacturing does tend to pay higher, not as high as the high-tech jobs, but it does pay higher than those other sectors. And Wisconsin has, like I said earlier, has had a nice rebound in manufacturing, because manufacturing still is the largest goods-producing sector in the state.
Do you think the job market in Wisconsin, like, say, the stock market, where you get some good news like this and all of a sudden everyone's feeling confident and more jobs and higher wages start cropping up?
It all starts to play together. I mean, all these surveys on employers are feeling more upbeat. We talked last week, I think it was, about the manpower numbers showing, that survey showing that employers are feeling more upbeat. And, I think this wage thing probably reflects it as well. All those things work together to create a better environment here. You know, at the same time, I think there's a lot of politics that figures into this, and people end up blaming the governor or either party not doing enough. But you talk to most economists, and they'll tell you, who's in charge of your state doesn't make a whole ton of difference when companies are deciding whether to add or hire people or to expand or move into a state. I think politicians would like to take credit for things that happen one way or the other. So as much as you maybe want to blame the governor for our 35th performance on jobs, or he'll take credit for Amazon, for example, opening in Kenosha, I mean, it probably is. It doesn't make that much difference, really, who's in charge. I mean, the Wisconsin State Journal had this great graphic that they put together on their website showing where Wisconsin ranked relative to the other Midwestern states. We were ranking a lot higher under Jim Doyle when he was governor in terms of relative, compared to the other Midwestern states. So,
And Mike, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for joining us and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
That's Mike Ivey, business reporter for the Capital Times in Madison.